What are you doing here? No, I'm just surprised you know where I live. I don't think I've ever told you before. Well, yeah, we're friends, but I kind of like my privacy. I know it sounds mean, but it's nothing against you, I swear. I think my phone died earlier. I didn't notice that you called me. I've been kind of busy today, so I haven't checked my messages yet. Maybe we can hang out some other time? Look, I appreciate you checking up on me, honestly, but I am okay. Just busy, that's all. I'm free tomorrow if you come inside. No, I. Okay. Welcome to my place. If you want to wait here, I can get you a glass of water or something. Driving over must have worried you. Yeah, this room's kind of a mess. I'm moving things around, packing some boxes. All I need right now is some space. I mean, for the new furniture. Some space for new furniture. I'm trying to sell some old junk, you know how it is. So, about that glass of water. You're good? Okay. Well, we could go out for a walk. It's kind of stuffy in here. Yeah, I guess we can stay. You look worried. I think it's probably just the lighting making me seem pale. No, I haven't really eaten today, now that I think about it, I guess. I've just been busy and didn't see the time go by. Cook for me? You don't really have anything here to cook with. I just said I don't have anything here. Like, nothing at all. My fridge is empty. It's complicated, okay? I'll go to the grocery store first thing in the morning and you can cook something for me then if you really want to. But I'm not that hungry right now anyway, okay? My stomach grumbling right on cue, of course. I'm actually starving for some takeout. I'm terrible at keeping my story straight. Because I'm kind of having a tough day and I want to be left alone, all right? There! I said it! That's why I lied. I don't want to talk about it. I said I'm okay. Now stop asking! Please just go! I can't handle this! Well, this! You're treating me like I'm broken or something! Repeating the same question over and over like you're not happy with the answers that I'm giving you! I'm not asking for help! I'm asking to be left alone! Don't hug me! I said, don't hug me! Let me go! Stop it! It have to be so hard? I'm trying my best every fucking day. What am I doing wrong? Talk on the couch. I never invite anyone here, you know? I can't bring myself to call this kind of place home. No heat during the winter, the stove doesn't work. I sleep on the couch. This place is my fucking bed. It has been for months. I'm boxing things up to sell because I can't afford to stay here anymore. If they don't go, I go. I thought I had my life together. Thought that being on my own was the right move, that I didn't need anyone, that I could take care of myself, and clearly I was wrong. I don't have any money, I have no friends, I've got nothing to show for all of my efforts, and my life is going nowhere! I know I have you, but I'm just gonna push you away like I did with the others. You think people care for you until you really talk to them. Next thing you know, they've blocked you. Wiped you out of their life like some kind of annoying background character. Do you know how many people have told me they would stick around and not leave me? Guess how many stayed? None. I don't have anyone, just you. Why are you any different? Don't say those words. No, you don't mean it. No one has ever meant it. They all lie. It's always a lie. Why? Why are you playing with my heart? Why do you have to be like this? What do you get out of doing this? Most days I can't wait to be asleep. I relish in the thought of abandoning the day, abandoning my troubles. But if the company's just right, then I'll resist. I'll suffer the pain of being awake another minute, another hour, another night, just to feel a little bit of happiness. And you know what makes me happy? You know why I stay up? Why I keep going? Why I'm still wasting my time trying to stay here? You. You do. You make me happy. I always wondered if you knew how I felt this whole time. When we'd text each other goodnight and I'd cry myself to sleep hoping that you would dream of me. My heart aches so badly for you to the point where it constantly hurts, and all I want in life is for you to be happy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I know how these end. It won't work. Not with me. You deserve better. I think it's best for our friendship if you leave right now. Please, don't make this any harder. Just walk out the door and forget that this ever happened. Or say that you love me and mean it. Why are you so nice to me? I practically yelled at you to get out, but you're still here. You do have a pretty thick skull. But I like that. I feel like I'm gonna pass out. It's nothing. I haven't eaten anything today and I've been crying my eyes out. It's giving me such a headache. Is it okay if I rest my head on your chest? Thank you. You don't know how scary this is. I just can't really accept what's happening. I'm afraid they'll hurt you. I'm sorry. I just can't help it. How do you know I won't? Why aren't you afraid? Yeah. I guess you're right. try. I'll let myself be vulnerable too. Promise you what? I promise. I'll stay with you. What's settled? Stay with you, like... Stay with you? You mean, like, move in together? I don't know what to say. Are you sure about that? Moving in together it's a really big step. I don't know what my life is about anymore. All I know is that I want to trust you. You've pretty much seen me at my worst. I want you to see me at my best. I know that I shouldn't just listen to the thoughts in my head, that I should listen to my heart too. Yes, what I'm saying is yes. I want to get out of here. I want to feel safe. I want to feel cared for. Loved. I really want to feel loved. Are you sure you'd really do this for me? I don't know how to take all of this in. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm okay. I swear, this time I mean it. I'm okay. When I'm with you, I'm okay. And I'm with you. Really with you. I should probably keep packing those boxes. They've got a different purpose now.